between. And as it sees today, we thought it would be appropriate to run with the theme of hope and new life on this morning's programme. So we're going to hear the story of how one Lincolnshire lady battled with cancer. Has been told in a book which will hopefully inspire others. Back in the early 90s, Heather Marshall was working as a supply teacher, enjoying a bit of independence, the work offered her, and she also cared for her husband and children. Doesn't sound too different from many of us living and working in Lincolnshire, but for Heather's life was about to set her on a road she'd never travelled before.
Health-wise, I felt I was reasonably okay, but in the early 1992, I had quite a low, very depressed state to do with problems with my daughter. And I did begin to feel that I perhaps wasn't very well. I think it was a lack of fulfilment, being in a rut, feeling that maybe there was more to my life than just than being at home, wife and mother. And a little bit of teaching was okay, but there was something that wasn't really being satisfied. Plus, I think, great feeling of sort of failure at the way I was handling certain personal things. And I had a check on my thyroid because I've always been a very anxious sort of person. And that revealed that everything was okay, no problem at all. And really I was just drifting on, but then in the May I became aware that my mouth was very sore, certainly the side of my tongue, and it was becoming painful to drink sharp drinks such as orange juice, eat the grapefruit, which I usually used to eat a lot of. And then in the August when we were on holiday, it was just quite painful to eat sharp things, well, hard things like toast or biscuits. And I just thought this is a bind, I shall have to go and have it checked up. And then as it was in the sort of mid-August that I complained to my husband of a very sore tongue. And he said, well, let's have a look, put the tongue out, and he looked. And he couldn't believe what he saw, and when I looked, nor could I, and it was just a very, very ugly, ulcerated sort of mess on the right side of my tongue. It was just hideous. I'm not talking about just one little ulcer, of which I'd never had. Just couldn't believe that I had overlooked it, or hadn't even bothered to look in the mouth. Well, made an appointment a couple of days later, got in to see the GP, who looked and thought that possibly teeth had sort of eroded the tongue, and said, your dentist needs to see this. So I did then trot off to make a dental appointment. And it was strange, leaving the doctor's at that point, and it was just a few minutes walk to make the dental appointment, that I had a really overpowering feeling of dread suddenly came upon me. Just sort of wham, suddenly overwhelmed me. Completely out of the blue, well, so I thought. By the time I got to the dental receptionist and explained, it had all gone, and my faith, God's always looked after me before, he won't let anything awful happen to me, he hasn't done in the past. I mean, we all go through scrapes, and you think, oh, thank you Lord for getting me through that one. So a fortnight later I went back to the dentist, and she didn't think it was quite so red, but obviously nothing had really changed. And with that she said, I think Mr. Glenn Denning, oral surgeon at Pilgrim Hospital, we'll make an appointment for you to see him. So there and then they rang up and made the appointment for the next day on the Friday to go and see him. I wasn't thinking of anything really, just that this is a real nuisance and I haven't got the time or inclination for all this, because those were my initial thoughts. October the 14th, 1992. Dates have always been very important to me. I know they are for some people, but when you have a cancer diagnosis, well, in my case, it was absolutely life-shattering. My life changed forever. I wandered by Brookside. I wandered by a mill. I could not.
In a few minutes, we'll be hearing how Heather copes with living with her diagnosis and the treatment that followed. So more from Heather Marshall here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. We're getting events cancelled thick enough as we're following the journey of Heather Marshall from Boston. In 1992, she was diagnosed with mouth cancer and embarked on a painful and long journey of surgery and recovery. Heather shares with us how living with this illness made her reflect on her life and who she was as a person.
I've always been a very sort of shy, very inward person. I'm very much an introvert. I sort of struggle with shyness, with blushing, with being very self-conscious, and yes, these issues are possibly can still torment me a little bit at times. But I think the cancer woke me up that I was a person in my own right, because I think I'd been struggling with, you know, trying to be a good wife, a good mother, sort of struggling with some of those issues. And taking things very, very to heart, and so struggle with a lot of things. That's why at the beginning of the year when I was diagnosed, I was feeling an utter failure as a person. And I just feel the cancer, it just woke me up, real kick up, yes. It really woke me up. Fancy thinking and worrying about all those silly things, Heather, you chump. We knew it was a shock, and we didn't know the full implications of the surgery. Ha ha, they don't. Of course, I wouldn't have wanted to have known that. I couldn't have coped with that because it was very traumatic. So I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm at death's door now. But of course, as my husband said, and this was also certainly in his mind, once he'd woken up to the fact that I had got a tumour on the tongue, well, we all know that, you know, once a patient is opened up for surgery, it can be more widespread than, you know, initially they suspect, but obviously I was in God's hands and I fully believed that he was going to get me through and give me the strength. I did change because it woke me up to the fact that I am a person, I'm here in this hospital, and they are caring for me, and I had superb care from everybody. By the Friday, when we saw the consultant for the second time, and so he explained a bit more, by then, both my husband and I had changed. We were beginning to be lifted up and feeling stronger, certainly spiritually, because by then, Christian friends had become involved, and you know, people were praying for us, and we knew that prayer cards started to arrive, letters with little verses in, people would phone, or there was evidence of that. And then my own sort of readings, one or two verses, which really spoke to me. Certainly I had a lot of questioning the first night, but again, I believe I had quite a revolutionary sort of answer to that, which really literally made me sit up upright in bed that first evening. Husband had gone down to make a cup of tea, sort of about 3 o'clock in the morning, the Thursday early morning. Having had the diagnosis on the Wednesday, he couldn't sleep, very restless. I think I had been asleep a little bit. But then I'd woken up and was in overdrive asking questions, you know, sort of, you know, Arab prayers, really. You know, why, Lord? Why has this happened to me? Why, you know, I thought you cared for me. What's the reason for all this? And then all of a sudden, I believe I had an answer, which made me sit bolt upright. And it was really electrifying. I mean, a tremendous spiritual experience. And that was enough to make me really excited. I was really in overdrive. By the time husband came back with a cup of tea and I was able to sort of share it, he didn't see it. He didn't appreciate. He couldn't appreciate because it had happened to me. But I was really awake, really believing that the Lord had spoken to me, was giving me an answer, which for me was enough to make me think, yes, okay, I don't think much to your means of going about this, but if this is going to achieve what you say it will, then yes, if I've got to go through this for whatever reason, then yes, okay, we'll get on with it. And so Thursday then I got up and just began to feel more positive, and that you were obviously you were going to fight. And then I think about a week later we were actually at a dinner dance. I think we were sat with certain people and they were going to keep an eye on. I think they thought I'd be would be upset, but of course I wasn't. I was in a very positive frame of mind. But another very significant happening. At one point now, was it Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, which, I mean, I think she has given inspiration to loads of people. I don't think I had really probably heard it before. I possibly had. I really identified to it. We were dancing and this came on. It really spoke to me. And at that point, I thought to myself, this bloody cancer is not getting the better of me.
I
Marshall in a moment. That's Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. Some more information in our news at 9 o'clock, and Daphne Ledward will be here with us with the gardening phone. We'll open the lines just after 9, because obviously the team are busy at the moment, so stand by your phones. Don't dial quite yet for the gardening phone-in. Now, as we've been hearing this morning, Heather Marshall has been sharing her story about living with mouth cancer and how faith in the care professionals and God helped her overcome it. In fact, she's written a book telling her story, Safe in the Shadow, the title coming from a line in Psalm 91. Heather tells us more about this book and how her illness helped her help others.
It's written in from a Christian perspective, because I am a committed Christian, and that's, I really don't know how I'd have coped. I don't think the outcome, well, it would have been very different. In my sort of solitary room in hospital, recovering from a major surgery, some really tremendous spiritual awareness, the fact I wasn't on my own, that, you know, God was with me, supporting me and providing people to care for all the various different, you know, needs that I had. It was quite remarkable, really. It's hard to explain, but there were certainly one or two very strong instances where I felt really, really buoyed up. I think I've been able to come alongside all sorts of people, to be able to share at a great depth, great emotion with other people. Being able to form a bond, a rapport with somebody who one minute is a stranger, then you start talking to them, maybe because they've come in your hospital room because they've got to do something to you, or maybe you're waiting for an appointment or something and somebody just maybe thinks you've got a pleasant face and starts talking to you, and before you know it they are sharing something that's worrying them. I think that's given me such a wonderful, such a buzz, feeling that here am I, feeling, well, I'm a very ordinary sort of person, and yet God's given me different skills, abilities, and I can connect with other people and I can listen to other people. I think this is what probably for me, I just feel it's so such a blessing when somebody, if you like, just shares something with me. But obviously it's just for me, and I'll hopefully endeavour to remember them in my prayers. Obviously we all say, oh, I'll pray for you, and we all know that, oh, suddenly you're going along and think, oh blimey, I said I would pray for X, and 3 months down the line I haven't really, and you know, we're all guilty of this, aren't we? We mean to do it, but I try and be prayerfully aware of people as I'm just getting along with my life. Definitely a new life, a new start, because it woke me up to the fact that yes, I do matter to God, I do matter to other people, as myself, as Heather Marshall, not just because I'm somebody's wife or somebody's mother. Through the sort of the early months of the post-op recovery, which were very traumatic and were quite dark, even darker than maybe when I was in hospital, in a different way. I was being sort of nudged in the hospital chaplaincy at Pilgrim, which did in fact happen, but that was wonderful to think all that I'd been through, and then, if you like, God had a plan for me to be part of the chaplaincy at Pilgrim, to be able to come alongside other patients. I learned so much. It was the steepest learning curve of my life, but it's been enriching, very enriching. And so I can say from my own personal experience, deeply thankful that I had that experience. I'm not saying I would have wanted it for those looking on. I'm not saying, but obviously from my own selfish point of view, it was the making of me, and I really believe that, and that I bring that out in my book.
My soul so weary.
on BBC Radio Lincolnshire, and we're continuing with our service of travel and news throughout the morning. If you want to go